At the Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Dan Danford with Case IH. And Dan, I think we've had a little bit of time now to see what has happened since the Super Bowl, when Ram Trucks, sister company to Case, came out with their commercial, which really just kind of blew people away. So impressively done. What are just some of your thoughts or things that you've heard, seen, or, you know, felt how this thing's gone?
Well, where do I begin? I mean, there's been so much activity out there. Everyone in the ag world just has to do a Google search on that commercial, and they'll see a blogs, activity, heated conversations, and it's been amazing what kind of spotlight this has put on U.S. agriculture, and that's terrific. And even more exciting is it's already generated the $1 million donation to FFA. In under a week, they got more than 18 million views on that video. So it shows you, and that takes more than just some of the people inside agriculture. People on the outside were really excited about it, too.
Oh, absolutely. They're just by the numbers alone, it would have to get outside the ag industry,
right?
Which I think we all know is much needed today to for people who just don't really know where their food comes from anymore, you know? So it this really probably accomplished a number of different things for Ram Trucks, for Case IH.
Absolutely. It was an absolute gift to Case IH to be included, and they included us because of our long relationship with FFA, 65 years of being a supporting partner, and because of some of the things that we'd done that kind of sparked this idea in the first place. And we are taking that torch and running with it. We're going to keep this momentum going, because it is an important thing to keep the American public and others focused on agriculture and asking those questions.
So, you know, you said that 18 million views in a week or less than a week. I'm assuming that had to be a surprise.
Yes, absolutely. You know, from our perspective, we knew that everyone in U.S. agriculture would really warm up to the commercial. But we were all blown away, as were Ram Trucks, about how popular it was and how much conversation it has generated. And it's been outstanding. And as a side benefit, I think U.S. agriculture is going to benefit.
Mm-hmm. So are there any ideas right now on kind of where we go from here? Because I'm not sure how you'd, let's just say, come out with another commercial. Because sometimes those creative things aren't that easy to produce.
Right. Well, like we said earlier, this caught everyone by surprise. So I think I don't know as much about what Ram Trucks has coming. I just know there are things coming. One of which is a book that's going to feature some of the photography that was in the spot. But I know that we are working with them to say, what can we do to keep this going? Because everyone is excited about the idea. There's a lot of conversations going on. How can we keep that going? Because the more people ask questions, I think the more they're going to want to know and be involved.
Well, you mentioned some heated debate since we had reported on it right away and just finished a week-long poll asking for people to kind of weigh in on what they thought. Yeah, we saw that. There's, you know, I wasn't real aware that Paul Harvey, whose voice it was in there, that he had been pretty pro-animal rights, and some people seem to have some issues with that. But it looks to me, by the overwhelming positive response, that people could kind of look past that to what was the message that was there and what impact is that having, especially in people who don't know much about the farm.
That's right. I've personally done my homework just in the past couple weeks and know more than I ever did about Paul Harvey. And I think before those people started bringing up that complaint, a lot of other people didn't know that either. So it's almost by complaining about that problem, they've kind of drawn attention to it. But even then, it's just a tiny little speck. I think most people don't realize that. They just have an admiration for Paul Harvey as very much in family-oriented programming that a lot of people grew up with and very much resonates with the whole farming community.
Well, great project, and kudos to Case and Ram trucks for being able to pull that off, and especially in a venue like the Super Bowl. Here from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.